Let's go to Isaiah chapter 12 this evening. Isaiah chapter 12. Revive my love for sacred music, O Lord. I trust and pray that you, as a Bible-believing Christian, for those of us that are Christians, that you appreciate the importance of music and the right kind of music, and the benefit of feeding our soul on the right kind of music. The most powerful tool of communication today is not spoken languages, it is music. Music crosses barriers that cannot be crossed via spoken languages or cultures. Music is a universal language, a communicator, and also a change agent. And this evening, I trust and pray that Jesus Christ will be our song, so to speak. And note here in Isaiah chapter 12, it talks about God being our song. Isaiah chapter 12, let's read from verses 1 to 6 of Isaiah chapter 12. Verse 1 reads, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, Jehovah, is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Let's pray. O God, we are grateful and we bless you that you are our fortress. You are immortal, invisible. You are all wise. And we bless you as well for your holiness. And I ask and pray, O God in heaven, that you would now teach us from your word. Help us to value the importance of sacred music. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Music, or the subject of music, is a spiritual issue. It is not an issue of taste, though that is an element of it, but it's not the issue. It is an issue of music as Bible-believing Christians that pleases God, that is acceptable to the Lord. Note there in Ephesians chapter 5, please, the Bible gives us some guidance in this regard. In Ephesians 5, 10 and 11, it reads, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." And then verse 11 of Ephesians 5, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. See, music is a spiritual issue. It is not really an issue of taste. It's an issue of music that's pleasing to the Lord and acceptable to the Lord. And the Bible teaches us in verse 10 of Ephesians 5 that we are to prove that which is acceptable to the Lord, because obviously there are things that are not acceptable to the Lord. And music is no exception. There is music that is acceptable to the Lord, and there is music that is not acceptable to the Lord. And in verse 11 we are told we are not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. There are some 500 references to music in the Bible. It's a big deal. In fact, the book of Psalms has 150 chapters of praise in song, known as the Hebrew hymn book. So music is a big deal to God. And music should be a big deal for you and for me as Bible-believing Christians. And we need to make sure that the kind of music that we fill our lives with is acceptable to the Lord. And we are told to not have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And note here in Isaiah chapter 12, the Lord wants to be our song. God is my salvation. Verse number 2, behold, God is my salvation. Is God your salvation? Is Jesus Christ your salvation? In Hebrews 12, 2, it talks about Jesus Christ being the author and finisher of our faith. Is Jesus Christ your salvation? Do you possess eternal life in Christ? And then Isaiah went on to say, God is my salvation. I will trust in him. And then he goes on to say in verse 2 that God is also my strength. Jehovah is my strength. Is God your strength? Do you know him as personal Savior? Is he your strength? Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Then verse 2 goes on to read, Jehovah is my strength and my song. And my song. God is to be the Christian song. Our music choices should have God central. This is what this means. That my song is all about God. It encompasses God. It focuses God upon God. The music in our lives should point us to our God. He is to be our focus. He is to be our passion. He is to be our love, our devotion. This is what we call lordship. Lordship. And here in Isaiah chapter 12, God is our salvation, God is our strength, and God needs to be our song. In other words, our music tastes, our music needs to be such that it helps us to exalt and focus upon our God. And therefore, rightfully reads in verse 5, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Is Jesus Christ our salvation? Is Jesus Christ our song? What type of music do you listen to? What type of music goes through your mind? The word song here in Isaiah 12 also refers to the music itself without the words. The music and the words are absolutely critical. And it's so important that you and I fill our minds, our lives with music and words to those music that help us to focus upon our God, that lead us back to God. In other words, music is not neutral, not a matter of taste. Music is a spiritual issue. God brought music into existence in order that it might focus upon Him. And when God created Lucifer, He created him with musical instruments within him. So the music that was within Lucifer was there with purpose to bring glory and honor to God. So the music we listen to, the music we meditate upon, the music we promote needs to direct people to God. In other words, music is not neutral. Not a matter of taste. It's a spiritual issue. And the sooner you and I realize that, the better off we will be. In Psalm 118, verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. See, there's a connection between joy and salvation. In verse number 3 of Isaiah 12, it reads, "Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." If you've experienced God's salvation in Jesus Christ, there is a joy that God places within our heart. Not only a peace, but a joy. And the expression of that joy can be evident in our song. So we express our joy, the joy of salvation, as we sing. In Exodus 15:2, listen carefully, it reads, "The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt him." Let me ask you this evening, does our music exalt the Lord? Does the music that you listen to in your car, in your home, on the computer, does it elevate and exalt God? See, at salvation, God gives us a new song in our hearts. Note there in Psalm 40. Psalm 40, in verse number 3. Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40, verse number 3 reads, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Has God given you a new song? Do you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Because if you've placed your faith in Him, then God comes in and He changes from within, and God will give you a song. God will give you the ability to sing for His glory. See, it's God's people that can really sing because it's a work of the Spirit. The Spirit-filled Christian will sing spiritual songs. As it reads there in Ephesians chapter 5, please. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. The Bible reads here, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Note verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So the Bible gives us some insight concerning the Spirit-filled life. A person that is filled with the Spirit, they will want to sing, and they will sing spiritual songs. Verse 20 talks about being grateful, giving thanks always. Verse 21 talks about submission. But for the sake of our sermon this evening, a Spirit-filled Christian can sing. That's why sometimes the singing is a little bit dead on a Sunday morning and a Sunday night. It's because we're not Spirit-filled. Because a person that is full of the Spirit will naturally sing. And sometimes that poor song leader, I don't envy the job of a song leader. Now let's sing up, he'll say. But what he really ought to be saying, let's get Spirit-filled, beloved. Because if we're Spirit-filled, we will sing. That's why nothing worse than being at a funeral service full of unbelievers. Don't sing. They don't know how to sing. Very difficult. Because singing is a spiritual issue. Singing spiritual songs is a spiritual issue. You can train yourself to sing on a secular level, but you can't train somebody to sing spiritually, because it's a spiritual issue. The music we listen to, the music within us, the music around us, reveals our spiritual condition. I'd just like to encourage you concerning that very fact, that God needs to be our song. And our music, the music that we fill our lives with, needs to enable us to focus upon God, to love God more so, to praise Him more so, to thank Him more so, to be more obedient to Him. God needs to be our song. Music is not neutral. It does affect us. I've said it in the past and I'll say it again. I've been saying it for the last 20 odd years as pastor. Tell me the kind of music you listen to, and I will tell you what you are and what you'll become. Simple as that. Because music's a game changer. Music is not neutral. It does affect us. Let's be reminded of that fact from the book of 1 Samuel this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 16. So there are some that would say, well, music is neutral, it's just a matter of taste, it doesn't really matter the kind of music I listen to, especially as a Christian. Well, I beg to differ. In fact, God begs to differ, because music is a spiritual issue. And the Scriptures teach us so much about music, and I find it hard to believe that there are over 500 references to music, only to come to the conclusion that music is neutral. Doesn't that seem a bit strange? Over 500 references to music in the Scriptures, and to come to the conclusion, well, it's just a matter of taste. I don't think so. And more so, the Bible spells out very clearly that music is not neutral. It does have effect. And a good illustration of that is here in 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Let's see how true this is. That music does affect us. It's not neutral. And we see how music, the right kind of music, had effect upon King Saul. Now, according to verse number 14, it reads here in 1 Samuel 16:14,
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. The background to this is that King Saul has disqualified himself from being king, and as a result, he has been struggling spiritually. He's had a few spiritual struggles, good old King Saul. Why? Because he was disobedient to the word of God. If you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 13, please. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Verses 9 and 10 it reads, "And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offering, and he offered the burnt offering." Verse 10. Pardon me. Look at verse 10. "And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him." Then note verse 13. "And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." So we see here that King Saul, because of his deliberate disobedience, has disqualified himself from being the king of Israel. And I'd like to submit to you, my friend, that deliberate disobedience to God's word will also cause us to struggle spiritually. And if we go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 16, we see that Saul's servants were concerned for him. It reads then, verse 16, "Let our Lord now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. It shall come to pass when the evil spirit from God is upon thee that he shall play with his hand and thou shalt be well." Verse 17, "And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me." So we see that Saul's servants were concerned for their king, and they sought a musician to play music before him that might have some effect upon him, because they understood that the right kind of music will help. So these servants of King Saul worked that out. The music is not neutral. And according to verses 18 and 19, David was suggested. According to verses 18 and 19, David was suggested because he played the harp skillfully. Look at verses 18 and 19. "Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning or skillful in playing, and a mighty valiant man, a man of war, prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep." So David is called for, and note there in verse number 21, "And David came to Saul and stood before him." And note this phrase, "and he loved him greatly." He loved him greatly. He loved the king. And he became his armor bearer. So verse 21 gives us a bit of insight concerning the one that was to play before the king. David loved the king. David had a right spirit before the king. He was honored to be asked to play before the king of Israel. And this reminds me of the fact when it comes to sacred music, the source of that music is critically important. See, this David that played the harp was also a valiant man, according to verse 18, a man of war, prudent in matters, and he had the evidence of God within him. In other words, this one that played before King Saul was of spiritual character. He had a right spirit. He loved the king. He wasn't just any Joe Blow that could play 12th grade harp at the age of 6. Because his parents tortured him to practice 24/7, 7 days a week. No, this was a spiritual man. He loved the king. He loved the king. See, my point is this, beloved, the source is important to God. God doesn't ignore this very fact. And because the source was in order, the music that came from that source was blessed of God. And we see this emphasized in the ministry of our Lord, of which he made reference to that which comes from within being correct and honorable. For example, note there in Matthew chapter 15. Go to Matthew chapter 15. The whole context of this is from verses 7 all the way through to verse number 19. But for the sake of time, note verse 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Verse 19, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. This is where it's really at, your heart condition, said the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus went on to say in Matthew 23:27, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful on the outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. See, God used the music of young David to bring spiritual relief to King Saul because the agent, the individual, was of spiritual caliber. The source is important. Always note the source. And the source is not kosher, spiritual, the outflow, the produce will not be spiritual. I was sent an article back in mid-April about Disney. This is for you parents and parents-to-be. Disney boss demands 50% of all its movie characters must be gay, trans, lesbian, or racial minorities. Next time you get excited about a Disney movie, the top executives of children's entertainment, King Disney has unveiled a radical new agenda for the kind of content they want in films and programming moving forward. Disney diversity and inclusion manager Vivian Ware says the company has eliminated all mentions of ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls in their theme parks. Miss Ware says this has been done in order to create that magical moment for children who do not identify with traditional gender roles. Disney is a cesspool of wickedness. So you parents-to-be, I warn you, don't get too excited with that next Disney movie or the current ones that are out there, for that matter. See, the source is important. If that's the philosophy of the leadership, then you can just imagine what they're going to produce. So the quality of music is evident by the source, and God used young David to aid King Saul because he was right with God. In fact, the Bible teaches us that young David loved the king, had a right attitude towards the king. And as we go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16, we note the effect. Look at verse number 23. Verse 23 tells us that the music he played on his harp had effect upon King Saul in three different ways. And in the same way, all music will affect us. Now, the emphasis here is the spiritual benefits. But in the same way, music can affect you spiritually for good or for evil. And God needs to be our song, and we need to make sure the music we listen to points us to God. That's why I personally think it's not enough just to listen to classical music. I'm not against classical music, but as one musician said to me, it won't hurt you, but it's not going to do you much good spiritually. You can be well ordered, and it's not wrong to listen to classical music, but how is that classical music going to direct you to God? Aren't you better off listening to music that mentions God? Has God as its focus, as opposed to just having well-ordered music? Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's wrong to have classical music in the background, but at the end of the day, it's not necessarily going to change you into the image of Jesus Christ. Because there is no Jesus Christ. It's well-ordered music, and that's good and in order. But God needs to be our song. We need to move on to a higher level and make sure the music that we fill our lives with focus upon God and help you and I to focus upon God. Music can be enjoyable. It can be well-ordered, but not necessarily of spiritual benefit. And as I've said, I don't believe it's wrong to listen to secular classical music per se. That can be enjoyable for some, for those of you that are that way inclined. But it won't necessarily lead you to spirituality. The Bible talks about filling our lives and singing spiritual songs. But note the effect of David playing here. In verse number 23, it reads, in verse 23, "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed." The music that Saul listened to affected him physically. Music is powerful. It will affect us physically. It will cause you and I to tap our foot, for example, or to nod our head, or to raise our hands, and for some to jump up and jump down, or whatever it might be. Music has the ability to move people physically. When I used to play football with this particular coach, he'd bring in this big, we used to call them ghetto blasters, into the change rooms. And he'd put on this music, and it wasn't classical. And he had an end in view. He wanted to pump us up and make us angry. See? So that coach back then understood that music can affect us physically. That was part of his routine. He used to bore the wits out of me. His taste. So music has a physical effect on us. But also note then verse 23. It tells us that Saul was refreshed. It affected him physically. But also, the Bible goes on to teach, and was well. It affected his mind. It affected his emotions. It affected his soul. See, Saul was having literally a nervous breakdown. He was really struggling. The music relaxed him mentally, emotionally. It had an effect upon his mind, had an effect upon his emotions. Music's powerful. It can move people. It can cause you to be angry. It can cause you to be sad. That's why in the movie world, they're very careful as to the kind of music they use. You know, they have certain music in the background, then you're crying before you know it. You might be like me, then what am I crying for? It's just a story. That music's powerful. It affects us physically. It affects our mind. It affects our emotions. Music can make you feel rested. Music in the shopping centers can cause you to buy, which is of the devil, is it not? Music has the ability to program the mind to think a certain way, to direct us accordingly. Music has an effect upon us physically. It has an effect upon our minds. It has an effect upon our emotions. It affects our soul. And the Bible teaches us, as David played his harp, that it affected Saul physically. It affected his soul. He was well. Affected his mind, his emotions, it relaxed him. And then it goes on to say in verse number 23 that ultimately it affected him spiritually. So the right kind of music imparts good health, can relax you, can clear your mind, give you peace, can lift you up, it can inspire you, it can instruct you. Quality Christian music will do the above. Ultimately, it will affect us spiritually. And note there, at the end of verse 23, the Bible reads, "And the evil spirit departed from him." This demonic influence upon Saul's mind and life departed from him. See, music is a spiritual medium for good and for evil. We either invite or we push away the devil's influence by the music that we listen to. Your music will affect you spiritually. David's godly music that came from a godly source gave Saul victory. The devil uses ungodly music, secular ungodly music, to destroy lives. Beloved, music is a spiritual issue. And the type of music you and I listen to will either build us up spiritually or it will hinder us spiritually. That's why I can't stand going into a restaurant or anywhere and there's blaring rock music in the background. And I usually try to appeal. They don't always listen to me. But sometimes it works. Doesn't hurt to try. Won't cost you anything. You are the customer. And you and I need to be vigilant and be mindful that music is a game changer. It affects us physically, it affects our minds, it affects our emotions, it has a spiritual effect upon us. And the kind of music you and I fill our lives with will have some effect upon us. What kind of music do you listen to in the car? What kind of music do you listen to in your home? You might say, "Boss, I don't listen to any music." Well, that's a shame. You are robbing yourself of being edified and building up your God, glorifying God through music, because God needs to be our song. Tell me the type of music that you listen to, and I will tell you where you are at spiritually and what you are becoming. Is Jesus Christ your salvation? Have you received the gift of God, which is eternal life? If you have, is he your strength? Are you strengthening your life with godly music? Music is a powerful spiritual source for good and for evil. And may we not only value this biblical and eternal fact, but more so diligently fill our lives with sacred music that helps us to focus upon our God. May sacred music permeate our lives, our homes. And parents-to-be, I strongly exhort you, make sure your home is filled with sacred music. So critically important, make sure you invest in quality music, because music does have effect. And the source is so critically important. And I think we often miss this point here in 1 Samuel 16, in focusing upon the effect of David's playing. But see, his playing was effective because of David being a man of God. The source was spiritual. He loved the king. He was a man of God. It was a man of God that was playing before the king. And that's why God used him. So take note of the source. And let me encourage you to value the importance of sacred music. And I trust and pray throughout this month that you might be inspired, encouraged to not take it for granted, and to make sure that you and I are filling our lives with sacred music. We have all sorts of things on our phones, do we not? Do you have sacred music on your phone? You need to look up abidingradio.org. Free app. Even I know how to put an app on my phone. Free. free, F-R-E-E, free app. Put that on your phone, Abiding Radio, and you can listen to beautiful instrumentals, vocals, and there's even a little children's little section there. So you don't have to pay anything and fill your life and home with sacred music. Oh, beloved, we've got no excuse. And may God help us to value the importance of sacred music. And may God indeed be not only our salvation, our strength, but our song. Let's bow for prayer.